healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is the notion that we all really want to reach levels of optimum health. You want to feel better, you want to live longer, you want to enjoy life more. That's what we share with you on Healthy Alternatives. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. This one's a biggie. It's one of the most serious epidemics of our time, and it's Lyme disease. You may be aware that Lyme disease comes from being predominantly bit by a tick that gives you that disease. What you may not be aware of is that Lyme disease has more people affected by it than AIDS, West Nile virus, avian flu combined. We're talking about a minimum of 325,000 new cases each year. And the likelihood is that there are hundreds of thousands that go undiagnosed or misdiagnosed. You might say, if it's such a large epidemic, how come we don't hear anything about it? That's because doctors and insurance companies dismiss it as a hypochondriac illness. It can have many, many different symptoms that can mimic things like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. What it happens with Lyme disease, it's triggered by a bacterial protein called BP. BP is difficult to isolate, grow, and study in the laboratory, and there are 5 subspecies of BP and over 100 strains in the U.S. and 300 strains worldwide. This means it's hard to figure out what it is and how to deal with it. Lyme disease affects every tissue and major organ system in the body. So that's why people can look like they've got all these other kinds of things going on. They could be misdiagnosed that way, or you're told it's just in your mind. Now, it also means that doctors don't have a clear picture of it. And so with that, insurance companies can refuse longer-term treatments of it. Social Security, if somebody in effect has the disease so severely that they can become disabled, it's not listed as one of the diseases and illnesses that you can get Social Security. There's an organization called the Infectious Disease Society of America, and its philosophy on the disease, it's hard to catch, but it's easy to cure, and it's really completely the opposite. It's hard to catch and very difficult to cure. When Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal, who's now a U.S. Senator, when he was in office, he investigated in 2008 this organization of Infectious Disease Society of America. What he discovered, they had serious conflicts of interest in the leadership. And he discovered that there were serious flaws in its 2006 Lyme disease guidelines. And there were undisclosed financial interests held by several of the most powerful of their panelists. What this meant is that what you have out there is not true in terms of what it says that Lyme disease is about. It's hard to catch and easy to cure. The tests that have been developed so far to detect Lyme disease misses 90% of the cases, and it doesn't even distinguish between acute, chronic, or when an infection has been resolved. If there's ever been a case for more research, for urgency, similar to as we did with AIDS, it's Lyme disease. At the moment, you might want to look at alternatives such as hyperbaric oxygen therapy, intravenous vitamin C, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, traditional Chinese medicine, just for you to be able to find some options to explore, because with Lyme disease, you can have it for your entire life and not have any medical coverage, not get any Social Security from it, and be in a real predicament. It's a shame that that's what's going on in this country, and hopefully by people becoming more aware of it, this too shall change. Today, I'm going to be talking to Kat Wright. Kat is a naturopathic doctor. She's a nutritional consultant. She's author of the book, Your Health in Your Hands, Living and Aging Well. Before Kat got her degree, in effect, she spent 20 years studying and learning, and all this was while she was raising 5 children. She was able to take the knowledge that she learned, and on less than $100 a year, she was able to cover all the medical expenses for the entire family by using sound alternatives. And Kat's going to talk about that on the show. She's going to talk about things you should do, things you should be avoid doing. And we're going to be hearing from Kat in just a moment. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. On teplitz.com, you'll actually be able to enroll in a monthly e-newsletter that I do. Just click on the About button. Every week, I like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's new discoveries, latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. And what I want to talk about is something I mentioned in the last section, and that is intravenous vitamin C. This is, in effect, high doses of vitamin C delivered directly into your body. Let me tell you a little story. In New Zealand, there was a dairy farmer who came down with a serious case of swine flu. Intensive care specialist said there was no hope. They were set to pull him off life supports, but his family refused to give up. They insisted on the hospital trying high dose of intravenous vitamin C. Even though there's no difficulty with using vitamin C, no real side effects, the medical folks refused to administer the C to the extent they had to hire a lawyer to fight for their right to have the C administered. Now, a guy named Dr. Levy, Thomas Levy, he's author of several books, including Curing the Incurable, Vitamin C, Infectious Diseases, and Toxins is one of them. And he said, adequately dosed vitamin C has never failed to cure an acute viral syndrome. Guess what swine flu is? And so they were able to finally get the farmer on vitamin C. He was able to walk out of the hospital cured of that disease. A year later, he had no signs of even leukemia that he had had. What kind of levels are we talking about? When you're talking about administering high dose of vitamin C, you're talking about like 25 grams of C on the first day, followed by 2 25-gram infusions the next day. Third day, 75 grams, followed over the next 4 to 6 days, 100 grams of IV done on a daily basis. So we are talking about a lot of vitamin C, but the impact that it can have is enormous. If you've got somebody who gets any of those kinds of flu symptoms, diseases, if they're critical, or any kind of virus, look at talking and insisting on getting intravenous vitamin C. Before I bring on my guest, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Kat Wright. She's a naturopathic doctor. She got her degree in naturopathy from Trinity College of Natural Health. She's a nutritional consultant, author, speaker. She's founder of Avenues to Wellness Culinary Institute and CEO of Frownies Anti-Aging Skincare. Kat has an interesting background because while raising five children, she wound up studying and obtaining her ND degree, but she's actually been doing all that kind of stuff for 20 years without the credential. And as she said, she raised her five children on less than $100 a year on medical expenses for the entire family. And nowadays, that's be quite a feat for anybody, and Kat's done it. So Kat, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry. It's great to be with you.
So let me ask you a question. How long have you actually been involved with alternative health?
Well, I have a 30-year-old son, and I started before he was born, so I can kind of gauge it by number of years by him, so at least 30 years.
So don't forget his birthday, and then you'll know how long you've been involved.
That's correct.
Yeah. So how did you get started on it in the first place? What got you motivated to start looking at it?
I was very young, in my early 20s, and eating and drinking anything anyone put in front of me and just kind of living a free and kind of crazy life. And I was in a very serious automobile accident. I had a really little tiny car, and they had to pry me out of it. And I broke everything that you could break and was even had my teeth wired shut. So someone brought me a nutritional supplement that was in the liquid form and this conversation that it really mattered what you put in your body. And because I was in bed for about 8 weeks without being able to walk, I had a cast I couldn't walk on, I started studying and reading. It never occurred to me to think about what I ate. But that put me on the path. I started making changes and reading, and just it compounded over the years. And I lived in the Midwest. It was a very conservative area, and there weren't too many people that knew anything about this. And so I had to gather books and read, and I started doing that. And then I met my husband, who went to school in Southern California, where things were a little more progressive in the 1980s. And we just kind of hooked up and have been married for over 30 years now, and practicing this kind of lifestyle. We just kind of a little bit at a time changed our habits and studied more and more and more. And when the children came along, it became real serious, and that was the end. That was it.
So did you find way back when you had that accident and were, you know, really quite damaged, that what you were doing nutritionally at that point was really helping speed up your recovery?
Absolutely. And you know what, Jerry? I'm 56, and I'm actually clearer of mind and stronger in body than I was at 25.
And by the way,
because of the quality of food. It's not the number of years, it's the quality.
And for listeners, I have met Kat, and she don't look that age at all. So congratulations on that, Kat.
Now, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, how do people get motivated to live in kind of what we'll call a more responsible way from, you know, the partying that you were talking about and all that, the crazies?
Well, you know, sometimes we have to be inspired by someone, and Jerry, that's my goal. I just really want to be an inspiration to people to make changes before they have a problem. So many of the people that I work with and that I see are inspired to make changes after they have a disease. And the body is incredible, and it can reverse disease, but it's a lot harder than it is to prevent it. But we all kind of feel like we're invincible, and those things aren't going to happen to us. And there's also so much information out there on this topic that it's a little confusing. People don't really know what to believe, but you have to believe something, and you have to step into the arena. And I just hope to inspire people. I know there's so much more information now than there used to be. People like, you know, Dr. Oz on television, he's a tremendous inspiration. But what he's lacking is just simple steps on how to make it happen.
So if there were like three recommendations you can make for folks right off the cuff now to be able to live a more healthful life, what would those be?
The first thing is we have to change the way we think about health. And that's probably the bottom line most important thing. In America, most of us just think we're going to grow old and get sick. I don't think that. I don't believe that. And I heard today about a woman who had her 119th birthday, 119 years old today, and she's living with her 60-year-old grandson. That's amazing. But she doesn't think old either.
I was just recently talking about super athletes, and there's a guy who is won like tennis competitions. He's won national levels like 68 times, and he's 64. His mom, who's 94, just won the over 90 doubles competition. So, and that's
amazing,
playing tennis. Yeah.
And one of the big names in the health food movement, his name was Paul Bragg, and he died at 97 years old water surfing. He didn't have a thing wrong with his body. He had a full head of hair and all of his own teeth at 97 years old. And his key would be that number two thing, what Paul Bragg really emphasized and did was digestive enzymes. Eating a lot of fresh raw food with good quality enzymes in the food, and in today's environment, taking digestive enzymes is a good idea as well. But making sure that your body's loaded with digestive enzymes, because if you can't digest it, it doesn't matter what it is.
Now, I know in commercially grown foods as opposed to organic grown foods, the amount of nutrients are way, way down from what they were years ago. Are the digestive enzymes also way down?
They are, and you know what, Jerry, that when you pick the food, the enzymes start to die off. You start losing enzymes. So the longer it is away from its fresh vine or tree or whatever it grew on, the less enzymes are present. And I really do encourage people to find a high-quality digestive enzyme and supplement it. After you're 27 to 35 years old, the digestive enzyme production, the pancreatic enzymes in our body, slow down. And it's a little different for everyone. And that's the beginning of actual aging, because as the pancreatic enzymes production slows down, the organs start to function a little less and a little less. And depending on how well you eat and how much fresh food you get into your diet, your organs start to age. And as the organs age, so do we. So do we. I am working on, I don't have this yet, but I'm so committed to the enzymes. And I've been experimenting with different formulas myself. And I see facial features change when I take a lot of enzymes. And I look younger. Because when you don't have enough enzymes, your organs kind of shrivel up like a raisin. Well, so does your face. And because I have a beauty skincare line as well, I'm thinking about marketing a product for that company that is loaded with digestive enzymes. I don't have it yet, so they can't contact me and purchase it, but you can go to health food stores and research digestive enzymes, and it's a very powerful action to take.
Do you have a brand you like at this point?
I do, if you want me to give you that. It's called, It's kind of a funny spelling, but it's imported from Germany from Garden of Life line, but it's not their product, but they bring it in from Germany, and it's called Wobenzyme, Wobenzyme. Just about any large health food store, Whole Foods market carry the product.
Not a great name to translate into English.
It's really not a good name, but it's sold as an inflammation aid, and it does aid in inflammation. But the greatest thing is it regenerates the inside of the body. And our foods were designed to do that, Jerry, just as you mentioned. The commercial foods are so lacking in nutritional value. Organic is better, but if it's been picked for a long time, the enzymes are something that's lost, where vitamins and minerals aren't so lost. In the organic foods, but the enzymes are.
Yeah, one of the things about, you know, eating local, that whole movement now,
that's
kind of being left out, though, is eating local organic. And that's the one that'll get you the highest level of nutrients from the food. What's the third one, Kat?
Well, okay, so we're gonna change our mind. We have to make sure we're getting a lot of enzymes, and that would mean fresh food. And the third thing is, you know, we've got to stop consuming processed white flour. 90% of the American population is gluten sensitive in some way. If you're that other 10%, you're probably not eating much flour product anyway. But that would include cakes and pastries and candy, and it's in just about every processed food. So if you could stop consuming white processed wheat products, you would have a huge transformation in your health. So you're going to change your mind, add good quality food, and eliminate white wheat products.
So you're okay with switching to whole wheat type of products?
And, I am most of the time. It's you know, I'm like, that's a little bit different. The percentage of that we eat is so high. It's so high, the percentage of grain we eat. So it's a good place to start kind of eliminating just the white processed flour products.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with Kat Wright in a moment, and we'll continue talking with her about things that you can do as a healthy alternative.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why T&I Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the webtalkradio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So I'm talking today to Kat Wright. She's a naturopathic doctor, nutritional consultant, author, speaker. She's recently published a book, Your Health in Your Hands, Living and Aging Well. She's founder of Avenues to Wellness Culinary Institute and CEO of Frownies Anti-Aging Skin Care. And so we were just talking about the three things you can do to live a more healthy life. Now, let's go to the other side, Kat. What are the three worst things Americans consume?
Well, I really, most people do not understand the processed nature of cow's milk and products made from cow's milk. Do not believe that humans after the age of 3 years old should consume any dairy products from any animals. And if we do, if you have a cow in your backyard, that cow's milk will be loaded with enzymes, and it will help you digest that product. And you won't be eating that much because you're not getting that much milk out of one little cow in your backyard. But what we get today as a milk product from cows is highly processed, refined. It's void of enzymes to help it be digested. It's broken down in a way that in the body that it's actually a toxic protein in the blood. And if we could just eliminate dairy products from our diet, it would be a huge transformation. And I see huge transformations in people who have allergies, emotional problems, because allergies can lead to emotional problems and digestive disturbances when they eliminate milk products. So eliminating those dairy products.
Kat, are you also talking about things like, an organic yogurt, kefir that's organics, some of those kinds of things?
You know, I am. If you were saying raw, I would make an exception to that. But we really can't, unless it's really local, you can't get a hold of raw.
There are some states that allow it. And in Virginia, they actually allow it if you, quote unquote, own a part of a cow. And
right.
We do that in my family here. So we actually own a
That's
part of a
excellent.
Cafe.
Excellent. And there are a lot of communities that are engaging in that, and I'm just really applaud that. And that is a different form of milk product. And then when you make a kefir or a yogurt out of it, you actually are pre-digesting it so that when you consume it, then it's a lot easier for body to use.
Okay, great. Now, what are some other worse things that Americans are doing?
Soft drinks with high fructose corn syrup in them. High fructose corn syrup is processed in the liver different than other sugars. And what it does is it is immediately converted into fat. So that high processed corn syrup in soft drinks and iced teas and all the beverages, that commercial beverages that are on the market, that has to be eliminated.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, a major part of the obesity problem we're having is probably hooked up right to the high fructose corn sweeteners and how its impact on the body. As you're saying, it goes right to fat.
That's correct.
So
another big problem that falls in the same category is things that are sweetened with aspartame. NutraSweet is only one brand, but that artificial sweetener causes neurological damage. And that's as we age, the nerves are, they don't regenerate as well anyway at the nerve endings. And that's a symptom of poor nutrition, but it's also something that happens when people substitute those artificial sweeteners. So I can't hardly ever say eliminate corn syrup without letting them know that they need to eliminate the aspartame also.
As a matter of fact, if you look at the FDA history, it was actually going to be rejected, and the guy who's the FDA commissioner overruled the recommendation. He later went on to work for the company that makes aspartame. So since you've had, you know, your kids and you've raised them, I gather, quite healthfully, how do you take kids who are not into the healthy side, and how do you get them eating healthy in the first place?
You know, Jerry, it has a lot to do with their parents. I saw a little boy today who was 3 years old, and when he was born, I met his mother, and about 2 months after he was born, he was having seizures and all kinds of problems. Her diet was horrendous, and they were thinking that he was one of the many neurological diseases there with children these days, maybe autistic. Well, that little kid boy is absolutely perfect right now. His vocabulary skills are incredible. He sat calmly for an hour while his mother and I spoke, playing with his cars. He asked me if he could eat carrots and apples. He eats so healthy now because his family got on board to changing their habits. And that's a really big key. Mom and dad have to do it first. And if mom and dad do it and the children are young enough, they'll follow along. When they're a little bit older, you need to add some things to their diet without taking everything away because, you know, there's a gentle transition that has to be made there. But I really know that kids are all of our bodies. Human body is so resilient that when it's younger, that if you start adding the healthy things that the children will learn to eat more and more health. And it's really, if they get into any form of athletics, the athletic coaches in the high school arenas now are all talking about health and nutrition. I actually coached swimming for 12 years, and that, you know, swimming is a high intense sport, but there's a lot of conversation about nutrition. And tennis, there's nutrition. Football, there's nutrition. Basketball, there's nutrition. Nutrition's really coming in its own in those fields. It's the adults 35 and over who didn't hear the conversation growing up, who have the bigger problem making the changes.
Mm-hmm. So with people talking more about nutrition, are they also talking about supplementation, vitamins, minerals, and what's your viewpoint on that as well?
I'm not a real big vitamin mineral fan. There's a little controversy around that subject. I do use supplementation, but supplementing whole foods, so like powdered vegetable sources, powdered sea vegetable sources. I tell you right now, I'm not sure how soon you're going to be airing this, but I think this is going to be a conversation for a while with radiation and nuclear fallout. We need to be consuming foods that keep our thyroids healthy and our iodine levels high, and that is actually sea vegetables. You can take sea vegetable supplement. You can take a kelp supplement. They're very inexpensive. It's healthy for your body every day, no matter what. And under the conditions that we might be having now globally, with there maybe some problem with radiation, we would be healthier and more less resistant to that affecting us if we were loaded with sea vegetables. And you can do that in a supplement.
So do you have some kind of alternative medicine kit with what you recommend for people to be using who come to you?
I do. Now, I have kind of a list of I use homeopathic things. I use essential oils. And then I, of course, enhance the body or use different herbal supplements depending on what, you know, some whatever's trying to overcome or do with their health. But it's so simple, and the results are so phenomenal if you grab a hold of this in the beginning. It's when there's devastating disease, many times that's when people want to come around. And in that case, you really do need to stay with your allopathic doctor, working and making sure that, you know, your life is not in some sort of crisis while you make the changes that are necessary to make. But it's a slower and harder road. But with today's disease statistics, Jerry, I don't want to be one of those statistics. I don't think you do either. I think we want to be proactive.
No, ma'am. That's why we're doing healthy alternatives.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So you're the founder of Avenues to Wellness Culinary Institute. What is that?
Well, I started studying with alternative health practitioners 30 years ago, and I brought people into the area where I lived and had them authors speak on their topic of expertise. And while they did that, I studied and learned with them whatever it was that they had to share. And what was the one thing that people didn't know how to do was prepare any of these foods. And so I opened a culinary institute, a cooking school, and I taught people how to prepare healthy, vegetable, nutrient-dense foods. I actually have a DVD that's called Your Health in the Kitchen. It's available on my website, and it's a three-hour presentation that's live presentation from one of the classes that I do at Avenues to Wellness.
And Kat, Kat, what's your website so people can get that?
It's Kat, K-A-T, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, N-D.com, Kat Wright, N-D.com. And the book is available there,
way,
Your Health and Your...
Oh, it's N-D and not M-D, so people are aware that's naturopathic doctors, what it stands for.
That's correct.
So go ahead.
That's right.
So go ahead, Kat.
So I have a book, Your Health in Your Hands, Living and Aging Well, and I go into detail about all the things that are wrong with the dairy products and the grains and the processed foods and all the things that have been politically manipulated in our soil. And there's a lot of information there, but it's still a very easy read so that it's an introductory level on how to change the way that you think about food and your health and your future. But then I also have that three-hour cooking DVD, and I'm filming seven-minute fast in the kitchen recipes right now. And I just have a camera set up in my kitchen. I walk in the house, I open the refrigerator, and say, okay, let's decide right now and show you how this can be done in 7 minutes after you come home from work. You can make a healthy, nutrient-dense meal. And so I am doing that right now. I have a free newsletter that people can sign up for on my website. And once a week, there's just a nutritional tip that goes out. And when I get these seven-minute DVDs finished, I'll be putting some of them up on my newsletter site as well.
Last piece, you also are CEO of a company called Frownies, and it's a website, frownies.com. What do you do there?
Frownies is an anti-aging skincare line. And I'll tell you, a very brilliant lady in 1889 invented a little patch that works mechanically and naturally to do exactly what Botox does. She was my husband's great-grandmother. And so I kind of inherited this business that was 120 years old, created by a woman and run by a woman for over 80 years. And I, as a naturopath, and I formulated several other skincare products to go along with that. So, and I'm just constantly adding things that I think are unique and effective to that. It's a small line. There are only about seven products, but they work. And it's Frownies with an F, frownies.com. And I also put videos, training videos up on that website so people can learn about anti-aging. And I kind of tie both of these things together. I want women to understand that no skincare product they put on their face topically is going to change all the things that they can change if they start taking care of themselves from the inside out. And so I kind of marry the two and give a lot of health and nutrition information at frownies.com as well. But it's an anti-aging skincare line.
Great. And so if you want more information about Kat and her book, Your Health and Your Health in Your Hands, Living and Aging Well, go to katwrightnd.com. And if you want to learn about the anti-aging formulas there, you go to frownies.com. And Kat, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you for what you're doing, Jerry. It's making a difference.
Thanks. In this segment of Healthy Alternatives, I call it Smart Choices. It's things you should know about products, services out there that could be very useful information for you to have. And today I want to talk to Larry Pleasant. He's founder and CEO of Vermont Soap Company, located in Middlebury, Vermont. Welcome to Healthy Alternatives, Larry.
Jerry, thanks for having me on.
So tell us how you got, because this is not just a soap company, this is an organic soap company. So how'd you get into the organic soap company business to begin with?
How the heck did I get in the soap business? Well, Jerry, you know, most of us are not born with this dream to go into organic soap. For me, I have very sensitive skin and a little bit of asthma. There was just nothing I could use. And finally, I hit a point. I said, if nobody's going to make products that I can use, I'm going to make them myself. And fortunately, I had some chemistry background and some herbal and natural healing background, and I was able to put it together.
So it was kind of your quote-unquote nightmare that motivated you to start looking at what you can do for yourself, and it just expanded into a business. Great.
That's right. Take something that appears to be a liability and turn it into an asset.
So your products are USDA certified organic personal care products. What does that actually mean?
At this moment, there is not a USDA personal care products rule that's accepted, written, and enforced. But what we do have is organic food rules. And if you're very, very careful and you work very hard, you can make both cleaning products and body care products that can be certified to USDA food standards. I like to think of it as food for your skin. And that's what we do.
Great. For listeners, when you see on skincare products out there the word natural, that can mean anything in the world, because there's absolutely no government standard as to what natural means. And it could be all kinds of chemicals that they're just using the word natural. When you have USD certified organic, as Larry's saying, that means you've got a real standard that he has to meet, and it's got to be scrupulous. Now, you've got about 35 plus products that you've developed, Larry. What would you say are the ones that are the most exciting for folks to know about?
Okay. Keep in mind, we're developing new products all the time. A lot of people complain about dry skin issues. This could be the products as much as your skin. So don't blame yourself if you have dry skin. We have a product called the Butter Bar, which is built around shea nut butter, which I'm a huge fan of. They call people like me shea nuts because we really are crazy about this shea butter. And when it's not all refined out, it does have some very strong healing properties. For cleaning products, I like Liquid Sunshine, which is our anchor product, and the spray that we also make as well, Liquid Sunshine Spray. We have a new product coming out.
Wait a minute, Larry. What can you use Liquid Sunshine for?
Well, I could make a shorter list of what you can't use it for, which is almost nothing. It replaces pretty much everything in the household. We say different dilutions for different solutions. Mm-hmm. So this merges two different products that you're already using. One is kind of citrus-based products. We use real orange oil, real citrus oils, and with Castile liquid soap as a base. And it's our own formula, Castile liquid soap. So this is great. Floors, walls, windows. You can make sprays. My wife owns a bakery, and for the past 5.5 years, we've cleaned everything in that bakery using Liquid Sunshine, including dishes. We run it right through the dishwasher, everything.
Great. So what's a couple of other products that you'd recommend for folks to take a look at?
Oh, sure. Thank you. We have a new moisturizer coming out called Green Gold, and we hope to have that out within about another two or three months now. That's going through the final stages of certification. We have another cool product that just cleared certification, and our labels are at the printer right now, and that's a certified organic toothbrush sanitizer. So if you've ever wondered if it's okay just to brush your teeth and just rinse it in water and tap it and put it back, well, in fact, it's not, and we're breeding a lot of germs in there. If we're going to be serious about gum disease, then we can't keep reinfecting ourselves. So this is a product that you can simply spray on after you're done, and it'll kill all the germs and evaporate off.
Great. Now, because Larry is a manufacturer, you can actually go on his website, sign up for e-specials on his products, and they're going to range around the 25 to actually 50% off levels in that vicinity or so. All you have to do is go to VermontSoap.com. That's VermontSoap.com. And Larry, thank you for being a guest on this Smart Choices section of Healthy Alternatives. My guest next week will be Dr. Mimi Hull. Dr. Hull has a doctorate in counseling psychology with a doctoral minor in management and a master's in counseling and personnel services from the University of Florida, Gainesville. She is a consultant. She is a speaker on leadership and conflict management. She's also very active in her community in Central Florida. She's on the Board of Trustees of the Orlando Regional Chamber of Commerce and past president of the Junior League of Greater Orlando. With Mimi, we're going to be talking about stress and how do you cope with stress. And we're going to be talking specifically about the coping mechanisms that you need to know about in your home life, in your work life, and how you can use those so you can take a high level of stress. And if you've got high coping abilities, you're actually able to handle it all pretty well. So we're going to be looking at all of that. You're not going to want to miss this one.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.